Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As the culture war continues to rage, parents more often than not are caught in the middle. Whether it's schools teaching critical race theory or President Biden threatening to withhold funding from any school that does not allow boys into girls' bathrooms, or Wisconsin middle school students facing civil rights charges for using incorrect gender pronouns, parents are doing their best to protect their children from adults with a left-leaning anti-Christian agenda. Just this week, the battle came to a head in Billings when Zoo Montana announced that it would host a drag queen storybook hour. What was painted by the zoo, the Billings Chamber of Commerce, and some members of the Billings City Council as an innocent, safe, and fun event is anything but innocent, safe, or fun. Once again, the adults in the room have an agenda, kids are the target, and parents are fed up. The zoo has always been a place where families could go to learn about animals and the natural world. God's creation is fascinating, especially to young children. It's never been a place where men dressed as women are given direct access to kids to push a degenerate sexual agenda. To explain what Drag Queen Story Hour is, we'll go to the Drag Queen Story Hour official website and use their own words. The website says, quote, "Drag Queen Story Hour is just what it sounds like. Drag queens reading stories to children in libraries, schools, and bookstores. Drag Queen Story Hour captures the imagination and play of the gender fluidity of childhood and gives kids glamorous, positive, and unabashedly queer role models. In spaces like this, kids are able to see people who defy rigid gender restrictions and imagine a world where people can present as they wish, where dress-up is real." End quote. Did you catch it? Their goal is to create queer role models for your kids, to invite them consciously or subconsciously into the queer lifestyle. Parents were predictably outraged, and the news media predictably came to the defense of the zoo and the drag queens. Both large and small donors to the zoo threatened to withdraw funding, and the zoo doubled down. A statement from their website read in part, "While personal threats and threats of no longer supporting the zoo are concerning, we will not let unwarranted fear and hate deter our decision to move forward with this harmless and fun reading event that is held throughout the country." We captured that statement before it was removed from their website. Parents too doubled down, and Congressman Matt Rosendale went to bat for parents and kids, equating the event to child abuse. That drew the ire of the Billings Chamber of Commerce, which has become increasingly left-leaning over the years. We, however, applaud Congressman Rosendale for having the backbone to speak the truth even when it runs contrary to the politically correct narrative. Unfortunately, Drag Queen Story Hour is quietly popping up in communities and schools across Montana. If you find an event scheduled for your community, give us a call. We can help. The big takeaway is that parents do not have to bow to those who have an agenda for their children. It's time to take a stand, and if not us, then who? For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.